The Saudi Arabian oil company launched a string of roadshows around the world this week to market what could be a $10 billion bond issuance. Bloomberg's Javier Blas has been covering the story, and he joins me from London. It's nice to speak to you.
Nice to talk to you, Danielle.
This is a company that produces more profit than Apple, Google, and Exxon combined, and yet it has been very opaque until now. We've really pulled the curtain back with this bond issuance. What have you learned, Javier?
Well, it's the first time that we know anything about the financials of Saudi Aramco in 40 years since the company was nationalized in the late 1970s. The big number that we learned this week is the net income, $111 billion last year in net income. You need to combine the five largest oil companies, that's the likes of Exxon, BP, Shell, Chevron, Total, and you will not get to that number. We also learn other details, like, for example, Aramco can produce oil out of the Saudi desert for just $3 a barrel. And oil today is trading around $60 a barrel. So just imagine the profits that the company can make. And they have no debt whatsoever.
And clearly, they don't need to go to the debt market, given how profitable they are. So why are they now?
Well, the government wants that the company takes transparency steps, and this is one way to take transparency steps. The government, or the Saudi government, also wants that the company becomes more acquaintance with the international base, with investors. And that's this is a baby step towards becoming more transparent towards Wall Street, because Saudi Arabia at one point would like to do an initial public offering of Aramco. So this is a preliminary stage in that potential path towards an IPO, but certainly they could have used their own cash to finance the acquisitions that they want to do. The most immediate one is they are buying a significant stake, a 70% stake, in a local petrochemical company named SABIC for about $70 billion.
And of course, that is part of the government's sort of push to diversify its economy a little bit. So there's a lot riding on this, I guess, in broader terms. What are the main risks for this company?
Well, the risk chapter was very long in the prospectus, and we learned what you will expect when a company in the Middle East is announcing a deal. The Middle East is a place of unrest, of wars. The prospectus talks about even missiles flying over some facilities in Aramco. But the big risk for investors is climate change. If you are investing in oil, the risk of climate change is very important. We also learned, for example, that Gawar, which is the world's conventional largest oil field, is not producing as much as we thought. This is the center of the riches of Saudi Arabia. And the conventional wisdom in the market was that the field was producing north of 5 million barrels a day. In reality, it's producing 3.8 million barrels a day. So it means that it's in decline. And that is big news for the market. And it has been a hot topic for the petroleum engineering community.
Javier, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bogove.